Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We're on the bottom of Mem Hey, second line from the bottom, Meisvei. Today's share is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Shamash Ravin Aliyah.
Amen.
So, we ended off yesterday that Rav Papa said a statement. Rav Papa said, money cannot be used for chalipin. That means I can't give you money and then I'm gonna own your iPod that's somewhere else. That you can't do that. However, I can give you my iPod and then I'll own the money. That's what Rav Papa said, right?
Okay.
It can't be the item that you give, but it could be the item that you receive. Okay? That's what Rav Papa said. So now, Meisvei, 1 minute. We have a kasha on that. Because it says like this. Haya omed begorin. If a guy is standing in his goren, and he doesn't want to give Meiser, he doesn't want to give Meiser Shani. He doesn't mind giving Meiser Shani. He doesn't mind doing that. He doesn't want to pay the fifth. Because if you redeem Meiser Shani, you have to pay a fifth. He doesn't want to pay that fifth. So he's trying to figure out a way, how can I get out of paying that fifth? So, there's a whole discussion whether you're even supposed to do that. Is it harama? Is it a trick? Right? So he figures like this. Only by Goren. He's in the Goren. The ain biyadov mos. He doesn't have any money. So, Omer lechavero, he says to his friend, Hare peros halalu, these peros, nesunin lecha bimatana, I'm giving to you as a matana. I'm giving you these peros, right? Then, v'chozer v'omer, then he says, Hare ein mechalin almos sheish li babayis. They're not my, by the way, so first of all the Rishonim say, it has to be giving it to somebody who's not gonna cheat you. In other words, what am I doing? I'm giving you my peros, and then I'm going to redeem the peros on money. Since they're not my peros, I don't have to pay the fifth. That's the halacha. You don't have to pay the fifth if they're yours. If you say, Menachem, do me a favor, redeem my Meiser Shani for me, I don't have to pay the fifth. And you don't have to pay the fifth. So it's a way out of paying the fifth. But they're not your peros. So I gave them to you as a matana. And then I say, okay, I don't have any cash on me. So I'm going to redeem them on the money that I have back in the bank.
But if you give to them, why do you still have to do it? It's his now.
But it's not really his. You just gave it to him as a trick to get out of paying the fifth. That's what I said. You have to do it to someone who you trust, who's not going to run away with it.
Yeah.
He's going to give it back to you. Right? Otherwise, you just lost all your crop.
I mean, everybody can give to them that.
What?
Everybody can give to them that.
Correct. So I didn't quote it. There's a Rambam here that says, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, it's mutter to do this, to pater yourself from the chomesh. It's mutter.
It's just like Mechiras Chomets type of thing?
It's similar. Yeah. For some reason, it's mutter to do this. It's not a trick. I'm not sure why. It's okay.
Is the fifth the knas?
It's not a knas. The Torah said, you want to schlep the payros? You schlep all the payros. You want to redeem it? A fifth.
Okay.
I don't know what that is exactly. Is it a knas? I'm not sure how you categorize that. However, if you do someone else's, there's no fifth. So how do you get? I'll give it to you, and then I'll redeem it. No fifth. Right? Not cheating anybody. I'm just not paying the fifth. Gesundheit. So Rashi says on top, first Rashi on top, Hari peros shel Meiser Shani shalacha yihyu. The peros are yours. Michulalin almos sheyesh li babayis. It's redeemed on money I have back home. V'yikna ha-Meiser hazeh es hamos. V'yotze l'chulin. That works. The money back at home is now Meiser Shani money. And all this produce now is chulin. And then he has to give it back to you.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Taima, the whole reason you have to do all this rigmarole is because the ain't be other mos. You don't have any money on you. What about ha'imyesh be other mos? What if you did have money on you?
Right.
Then how would you get out of paying Meiser Shani? How would you do it? Right? You would do the following. Likli ne le'idach. Right? Likni lehu le'idach. You would give the money. I would give you the money, right? Bimashicha, with Mashicha, uparik, and let you redeem the money. Words, I can give you one of two things. I can give you all the fruit, and tell you, and then I'll redeem it on your fruit. Or I can give you the money and tell you to redeem it. Right? Why is that better? Why is it better to give me to give you the money? I don't want to pay the fifth. So I can do one of two things. I can give you the fruit, and then I can redeem my own fruit. Your fruit is really mine, on money that I own. Or I can give you money to do me a favor, redeem my fruit. And then you don't have to pay the fifth because it's not yours. But I gave you the money to do it. You don't have to take a loss for me. Why is the second way better? Why is the second way better? So Rashi, Gemara says, "Tahachi adif, tahavili nachri." It's better because you're a foreign person. In other words, if I'm redeeming my own fruit, but it happens to be I made a trick and I gave it to you. So the Rambam said, it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. It doesn't smell good. But if I gave you the money, here's money, here's $100. And then you redeem my fruit, what do you have to do with my fruit? Nothing. You have no shaykh. You're a nachri, like a foreign person, you're a foreigner. Happens to be I gave you the money. That's much less of a trick than giving you the produce itself. I gave you the money. It's a much better thing to do. Right? Why didn't I do that? I didn't have my wallet with me. Had my wallet with me, I would have done that. It's a much better thing to do. We all understand why it's better. Much better thing to do. Now, one second. But if I gave you the money, I amrit matbeya nikna bechalipin, the amrit matbeya nikna bechalipin, if money can be acquired with chalipin, Nikni le mos la ech agav sudur velifrok. So why do I have to give you the fruit? Right? So I don't remember. I didn't bring my wallet with me. I forgot to bring my wallet. So I have no choice now. I'll give you the fruit. I have no choice. Right? What do you mean you have no choice? Give him a handkerchief and say, I'm being makni you this handkerchief, and along with the handkerchief, I'm being makni you my money. Why can't you do that? Right? Make sense? If matbeya can be acquired with chalipin, nikni lemos la'ech, I can just give you money, agav sudor, by means of a sudor, velifrok, and you can redeem the money that way. Right? What do you see from here? Since that's not an option, no one mentions that option, it's obvious that that doesn't work. And the Rav Papa's not right. So the Gemara answers, no, the less late sudor, you didn't have a sudor on you. Which, if you think about it, is impossible. You don't have anything to give him, nothing on your body.
But it can be anything.
It can be anything. You give him a shirt. You don't have a shirt, right? So the Gemara says, v'nik ninhu nihile agav karka. Give it agav karka. Don't you own land? So the Gemara says, no, the less late karka, you don't own any land. I always said, but you said you're standing in your silo. That's not your silo, someone else's silo. We're going to say that in a minute. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Nikni le agav karka. Nikni le agav karka. Rashi explains what's going on. Yitein lo bal ha-maiser karka, bechazaka. The one who owns the produce gives the guy land with a chazaka. Ve'imahen mos. And with the land, he gives him the money. Where's the money? In the bank. Doesn't have to be here, right? Ve'mishiyachzog ze karka. When the man takes hold of the karka, right? The money belongs to the second, to the friend. Right? You have the Baal HaMaiser, doesn't want to pay the fifth, says to his friend, I want you to take off the Maiser for me. So the friend says, yeah, I learned that Fiomi, and it's much better if you give me money than giving me the produce. Much better. He says, but I don't have any money, I left my wallet home. He says, fine, give me your land, give me the key to your house, or the deed or something, and with that, I'll acquire the money, then I'll redeem it, and I'll give everything back to you. That's all. Right? Did not, like we learned in Kedushin, Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis, niktim in nechasim she'esh lehem achrayis, bekesef shtar b'chazaka. So you can do that. Give him the key to the house. He owns the house now, and he also owns the money in the vault in the house. V'chaveiro zeh yom ha'reperos halolo mitzchalan almos she'esh li b'beisecha. I'll give the money. I'll be poda the Meister Shani on the money I have in my house. The Hachi Adif, it's much better. To have like in a chwai, because I'm like a foreign person. I don't own the produce. You own the produce. I'm just taking off the Meister Shani. I'm just redeeming the Meister Shani. The Hach Kushler of okay, fine.
Wait a second. So it's your produce, but it's not your silo.
So that's the Gemara asks. So we said you don't have any karka. So you can't do this option. So the Gemara says, what do you mean?
How'd you get this?
Vaha Amid Begarin Katani. It says he's standing in the silo. What do you mean? You don't own any land? So Gemara says, no, Begorin she'einu shalo. It's not your silo.
But you must have had land to get the produce.
So it's not yours. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, v'ichbol tana lashminan. So the Mishnah now is mentioning a case, gavroi artiloi. First of all, he's naked, because he can't give any sudur. So he's stark naked. And the let's lay v'lo klum, that guy's got nothing. No land, no clothes, I mean, nothing. What kind of case is that? It's a very, very unusual, it's a far-fetched thing. Guys, got nothing? El alav shmamina, must be ein matbea nikne b'chalipin. Shmamina. Right? It doesn't work. Rav Papa said it does work. Rav Papa's wrong. As a matter of fact, v'af Rav Papa hadrbe. Rav Papa also took it back. He retracted. How do you know? Kyodor Rav Papa, havele tracer alfe dinri, he was bechuzoi. He was owed 13,000 dinar on bechuzoi. Apninulur of Shmuel bar Ab Acha, he was machna to Shmuel bar Ava Acha, right? He was machna to him agav asefa debese on the some part of his house. So look at Rashi. First, look at the Rashi of Ichbal Tana. You see Ichbal Tana? So the Brisa mentions a case that's crazy, right? This Asik Atana V'Torach Lahoros Lano Halacha B'Davar She'eno Matzui. The Brisa goes out of its way to teach Halacha that doesn't never come, never going to happen. Shahiya Adam Os Omei Begorin Arum. The guy's standing there naked, right? El Alav must be Shmamina Begorin She'eno Shalo. Okay, that it could be. It doesn't have to be your silo. Avol Sudur Yeshlo. You must have had a Sudur, right? You must have had a Sudur. Right? He must have, something, he's wearing something on his body. A belt, or something, a tzitzis, something he has. Afilu hachi peros tarach litein lo b'matana. You still have to give him the peros. Why? Why can't you give him your handkerchief and then the money, I got the handkerchief? Because she'ein mo'as tikus b'chalip, but that doesn't work. So then we said that Rav Papa also took that back. Why? Because he once gave to Rav Shmuel, so the next Rashi says, Shayaholech L'sham, he went there, this fellow, Rav Papa's friend, this Rav Shmuel, Kedei She'aviyam Lo, to bring him back the money. V'she'ilu Lo Hikna Lo, if he wouldn't have been makted to him, the house, Lo Hayalo Nosnum Lo, L'mi Shapikot Etzlo, he would never give it to him. Why? Shim Yovdu B'derech Yachzer Papa Yidvim Lo. What happened was, somebody, Plony, owed Rav Papa money. Right? So Rav Papa said to Rav Shmuel, oh, you're going to be in that town? Pick up the money. So Rav Shmuel said, the guy's never going to give it to me. Because if I'm taking the money back, and I get into an accident somewhere, right, and the money gets stolen, the guy never paid you. Right? So you're going to come and tie in again. Who am I? What am I? Shliach? What am I? So Rav Papa said, fine, I hear that problem. I'm mocking to you my house. So now it's sort of like your money. Some right? That makes sense, right? What? Right? Akninhu l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha agav asefa debeise, right? He gave it to him al kinyan agav. Therefore, they really belong to Rav Shmuel. So this ploni was, it belongs to you now. Fine, here's the money. Go home. And kiyasa of papa kiyasa nafak laape, where am I? Kiyasa nafak laape ad tavach. He went to meet him until tavach, because in other words, Rav Papa went out to greet him. He was so happy he was able to figure out a way to get the money. V'chein amr ula ein matbea nasa chalipin. It doesn't work. V'chein amr of asi ein matbea nasa chalipin. V'chein amr abba barachana amr of yochanan ein matbea nasa chalipin. It doesn't work.
Where does that go? The fact that he used the house instead of, let's say, using Khalipin, which shows that he didn't, that doesn't work. In other words, how do we see that doesn't work based upon that he had to use his house in order to get his money back?
Because Khalipin doesn't work.
Okay, so that's.
Kinyan had to do Kinyan Agav. Everyone knows Kinyan Agav works. Okay. Right, exactly. Now, Eisver of Abba Le'ula. Rav Abba asks the following question to Ula. Ula just said it doesn't work. Right? I'm in the shuk. I'm trying to just walk down the street, and everybody's bothering me. The workers are bothering me for the money. The camel driver is bothering me for the money. Everyone's bothering me for money. Vamalu shulchani, very difficult case. Vamalu shulchani, and I say to the shulchani, I go to the bank, I walk into the Shulchani, and I say, listen, I left my wallet home. I owe this guy money outside. Do me a favor, give him the money, and I'll pay you back. Right? V'amar lo Shulchani, tain li b'dinar mos, right? Give me a dollar, give me a mana, a dinar, v'afar same, so I could pay them all back. I could support them all, that I owe them all this money. V'ani al chayafa dinar v'tarsis. And I'll give you back a dinar plus a tarsis, plus a little more than a dinar. Mimos chiesh li bebesi. It's not ribbis. Yeah. We're going to get to that in a minute. That's why it's hard. That's why it's hard. Okay? So the Gemara says, im yesh lo mos, mutter. If you have the money, it's mutter. Right? Vim lav, and if you don't have the money, usser. It's usser. Says Rashi in the third wide line. Not the widest lines, the midlines. Kasal kadaitach, we're thinking now, the kivan the yesh lo havalahu chalipin. It's really chalipin. The hichlif elu be'elu. He's switching the money he's giving you now with the money you have back in your house. Right? Osun shebebeso be'elu. This dollar he's giving you here in the market with the one you have back in your house. He forgot to bring it. Umachmas dochko ozel gabe. And because he's in such dire straits, he goes to him. Loslitzlo tarsis yoser. And he promises to give back an extra tarsis. The ain kamishum ribis. It's not a ribis problem.
Yeah, because the money changer gets a fee.
That's not what's happening here. You're not changing money with him. You're borrowing money from him.
That's worse.
Right. So Rashi says, Rashi right away, it's not ribis. Why not? Shari ain kan schar hamtana. It's not schar hamtana. Schar hamtana means that's what most ribis is, right? I need money now. I can't wait till my paycheck comes next Friday. I need money now. Oh. So give me $100 now. I'll give you back $120. Why am I paying an extra $20? Because I need $100 right now.
It's a use of the money.
It's called schar hamtana. The profit for making me wait. It's not what it is. What is it? What is it? Shari ein mamtin lo klum. I don't have to wait at all. Sharei ho poreo miyad. I can pay you back right away. Just what? I forgot my wallet. Wherever you are. The money belongs to the shulchani the moment he gives me the dinner.
Right.
So was that not schar hamtana?
Yeah.
What is it? Still sounds like ribbis to me.
Yeah.
It's still schar right now. Right? You gave me... So why am I here? Why am I in this guy's... Why am I by the shulchani's table? Why am I here? I'm here because I owe the guy money. He's right outside. He's waiting there with a huge baseball bat, and I have to give him the money. I have no choice, right? So what do? I walk into the shulchan. Listen, give me the money now. I'll give you back $1.50. Oh, that's not ribbis because he has the money. It's just not here. It's back in his house.
That's like what we said the other day. The money was somewhere else, and then he didn't have the key to get the money. So it's the same thing. The money is there. It's just it's not available.
So then how can you get back ribbis?
That's what I'm saying. So that's not
ribbis. So there we said, first of all, there we said it was sub-issa. It was a commodity for a commodity.
Yeah.
So we said, you really have it, just don't have the key. That's different.
Okay.
Right? This is a mamish alone.
Right.
This is very complicated.
Very complicated.
Because we have cases that are not even ribbis, and we say, it's got a taste of
ribbis. Right, it smells like ribbis. Right? Avak ribbis.
Exactly.
Right? And here we're saying, this is worse, the worst thing. Rashi right away realizes it's a problem. And he sort of just says, no, it's not ribbis. Oh, he doesn't really explain why.
No, right? He dismisses it.
He dismisses it. Don't worry about it. It's not ribbis.
He's dismissing it because it's not an exchange of money. That's why he thinks it.
Yeah, but you're giving back more than what you took.
Exchange of a higher value.
Right.
A higher value on exchange. Right.
So one second. In order to say it's not ribbis, what do we have to say?
Favor.
It's chalipin. It's chalipin, it's not ribbis. That's what Rashi means to say.
Right.
It's chalipin. What?
It's exactly what he's saying.
It's chalipin. Yeah, I give you, I'm going to transfer, I don't like my phone, and you don't like your phone. So we'll switch phones. We transfer phones. Are they the exact same price? Probably not. Is that ribbis? No. Maybe that's enough.
But you're not building in a premium to something.
Yeah.
This is the value of it. You're not building a premium to the value of the phones.
Yeah.
That's ribbis. But
it's not a loan anymore. It's chalipin.
Right.
exchange the money you have here for the money that I forgot to bring. It's sitting in my wallet. So it's chalipin. I hear the difference. Therefore, it's not ribbis. Right? If you don't have the money, and you just bluff the shulchani, because the guy outside's got a baseball bat, then of course it's ribbis.
That's a loan.
Right? No. What does the shulchani own? The minute he gives me the dollar, what does he own? He owns nothing, because I have nothing. I can promise him, right? What does he own, the shulchani? Nothing. I can promise him the moon, as I have nothing. If I have it, then what am I doing? I forgot to bring it. All right, I'm willing to suffer the loss. The guy's got a waiting outside with a, you know, with his goons. So I'm willing to suffer the loss. I'll pay a little bit more.
But when you come,
how am I paying more? Not as a loan. That's ribbis. Chalipin. What do you see from here? Money transfers. Chalipin. Money works.
But when you come home,
that money belongs to the shulchani.
Yeah. If someone stole that money, you were away.
So that's an excellent question, and we're going to get to that question on number base. Okay. Now, if everybody just got to finish saying that money can't work with chalipin, then what is it? It's a loan. That's usser. So you're telling me it's chalipin. That's a great answer why it's not ribbis. The problem is you can't transfer money with chalipin. So ishtik didn't have an answer for that. Okay, that's a good question. I don't even have an answer. So the Gemara says, Amale, I'll tell you an answer. Dilma, Edi v'Edi b'protitos shanu. Maybe they're both cases are prototos. What are prototos? Right? Deleka alayutiva. It's not cash. It's not cash. What is it? It's some kind of a slug. How is the guy outside with the baseball bat going to be satisfied with that? Has the value of money. So I don't have the money. I owe you $1 million. I don't have $1 million, but I have a gold bar. So I'll take that. That's what's going on here.
Exactly.
Right? And what do I have back in my house? The same gold bar, but it's a drop bigger, so it's worth a little more. So that's chalipin, right? V'idi pei rahavi. They're both considered commodities. U'mishum hachi, niknu b'chalipin. That's why it works. Amalayin, yeah, that must be the pshat. You know why? Dekanami, diktani, yofa dinar v'tarsis. What do you say? I have back in my house, yofa dinar v'tarsis. V'loka tani, dinar yofa v'tarsis. Since he said the funny lashon like that, shmamina, that we're not talking about money to money, we're talking about commodity to commodity. How does changing the lashon indicate that? I'm not sure. But it just does. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no, la'olam bedamim. Really? I'm not sure I understand this answer. La'olam bedamim. Really, it should be talking about money. Uber prototos. And we're talking about prototos, which are bars or slugs, something like that. Kivon de islay. But since I have the money back home, nase ka'omer, it's as if I told the shulchani, halveni, lend it to me, achiyavo bini, o achiemse mafteach. Until I get the key. Simcha, that's what you were saying before.
Yeah.
That really, it's not even a loan. Since I have the money, right? I just don't have the key. Meaning, I'm over here and I left my wallet home.
So it's not working out as chalipin.
It's not working out as chalipin, but it's not a ribbis problem either. Why not? All that we show on a mask. So because it's like the case of the saw b'sa. I have the apples, they're just locked in the room. My son comes with the key, I'll open the apples, give them back to you. So is that ribbis? I have them. The problem with saw b'sa is you're afraid. In the interim, the price is going to change. So I can't borrow an apple from you today and pay you back an apple next month because the price of apples changed. That question of borrowing next month. I have them in the door, behind the door. I just can't get the key right now. My son took it with me. He'll be back from work later. I'll give him the key. So that's okay. So Ravash, the same thing over here with the money. How does that work by money? You could say that by saw b'sa, by commodity, because I really have the commodity in there. It's not a question, it's not a price I can change now in 2 hours. Right? I just don't have the key. That makes sense. How does that make sense over here? The Rajbi asked that question. The Ritzvo asked that question. Tosas, every Rishon asked that question. Right, it's very hard. It's very hard. Some say you don't have to give back the exact same coin. That's very difficult answers. Okay. Next. Toshma. Another statement. Another cryptic statement. What's it would mean? Kol shenhanase damim ba'acher. Anything that you could use money for somewhere else, whatever that means. Kivan shezachaze, since you're zoche, nischayiv ze b'chalipin. Yichayiv in chalipin. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Kol hanase damim ba'acher ma'iniyu. What does that mean? It means a matbeya. What does that mean, a matbeya? What does that mean, a matbeya?
It means coin.
What? Right. Where's that, Rashi? Here. Look at the second bottom line in Rashi. Im nasna bailim b'toras chalipin. Im nasna bailim b'toras chalipin shor upara. I give you a cow. Kivon shemashach bala para es hamatbeya. Once I move the matbeya. One second. Im nasta bailim b'toras chalipin b'chalipe shor upara. Kivin shemashach bala paras amadbeya, nischayev bala amadbeya, b'chol onzin shiyoldu b'chalipin mayata. In meis hashar meis lo afal pi shalo mashach, al mekana chalipin shalmos. Right? It seems to, remember I kept telling you that you cannot do that? It seems to say you can do that. I'm going to give you, you're going to give me your cow, I'm going to give you money with chalipin. Says the Rashi, explaining the Gemara, once I give you the money, you're chayev now and everything. Now I'm chayev in the if the shor dies, even though I didn't take the shor, I'm chayiv. Why? Because the shor is mine. Right? Doesn't that seem to imply that it's black and white? That the chalipin works with kesef? Just said it right now. It's a very cryptic statement, but that's what the Gemara says. Is that what it means? Can't mean that. If that means that, then you can give chalipin with money. Kol anase b'dam acher. Given kol anase b'dam acher, mind you, matbeya. Shema mina matbeya anase b'chalipin. That's not what that statement means. That statement means something totally, totally different. What does that statement mean? It means kol hanishum damim ba'acher, whatever is evaluated to be worth money, kivon shezocha ze, once you're zocha, nischayiv ze bechalipin. The other guy is chayiv in chalipin. What on earth does that mean? So let's see Rashi. Kol shaharegilim loshum oso, kishinosnin oson damim ba'acher. Whenever you buy something, how much is it worth? Nisha means to evaluate. What's that worth? I want to buy your cow. I want to buy your car. How much is it worth? It's not a brand new car. How much is it worth? How many miles does it have? How much you took care of it? All these chishbonos. So we'll figure out a price. Dahainu, call him a taltalin. Everything in the world. Im ba adam lach lesitem damim b'chefetz acher. Darken l'shuman b'kama yitnulo. Figure out how much is it worth. Every item in the world's like that, right? So the next line of the Gemara was kivin shezachuzet nischayev zeh chalipin. What does that mean? Im the next Rashi. Im nasnam b'taras chalipin. Kivin shemashchan zeh. Once I acquire your car, I own the car. What do I have to do now? I have to give you money, right? Vashminan demetaltele upere nase chalipin. That will work with chalipin. V'lo b'inan kli. You don't need a kli. You can give peros, maybe an animal. What's the makar for chalipin? The makar for chalipin is with boaz in Rus and the shoe. D'shalaf ish nilo lav dafka. Doesn't have to dafka be a shoe. It could be anything. One man d'amar is going to hold it. It has to be a kli. It cannot be peros. D'lekayim kol davar d'ashin l'kayim kol davar d'lekamon. So that's what's going on. All we're saying is that chalipin can be with anything. Anything you decide, how much is that worth? I'll trade you my cow for my donkey. How much is the cow worth? How much is the donkey worth? Let's go to the experts. They'll say, if it's a fair deal, 100%. That's all that statement meant to say. Hachinai Mestabra, that makes a lot of sense. That we're talking about Chalipin. Midiktani, Seifa, Ketzad. How do you do this? What's the example? Give me an example. Hif l'shar b'para o chamor b'shar. I transfer my cow for your donkey. You give me your donkey, I give you my cow. Shmamina, this brisa had no chiddush. Just telling me chalipin. A chalipin could be with anything.
Not coins.
Coins you can't. It sounded like it said we're dumbim. No, we meant that you evaluate how much the donkey's worth. That's all we meant. Now, ulumay desalak adaita beikar matbeya. If you thought it was a coin, that was the havamina. Havamina was talking about money. My ketzad. What does it mean, ketzad? Ketzad, what's an example? I transfer my cow for a donkey. What coin? No mention of coins. How could you even think such a thing? Hakikamar, this is why you could think such a thing. Uperi nami avdi b'chalipin. And by the way, you could do it with money. You could even do it with items. Ketzad, how so? Hichlif shar b'para ochamar b'shar. Ha nichalir of sheshes. That only makes sense according to Rav Sheshes, the army who said peri avdi chalipin, that peros can be chalipin. Why? El Rav Nachman Amar kli in avol peri lo of the chalipin. You cannot use anything but kalim for chalipin. My ketzad, what's the second case? And I transfer my ox for your donkey, but you can't do that according to Rav Nachman. Why? They're not kalim. Hachi kamar. This is what the statement has to mean now. Yesh damim shehen bechalipin. There are things that are like chalipin. Ketzad, well, how so? Hechlef darme shar bapara odme chamar bishar. It's not really chalipin. Why? Because really chalipin can only be with a kli. It's like chalipin. That's a funny Mishnah, right? Rashi, we don't have time to read the Rashi now. Rashi has a whole complicated thing. Then what kind of kinyan is it? According to Rav Nachman. Right? If what kind of kinyan is it? If there's no chalipin by animals, what is it? So Rashi says, what it is like this. I'm going to buy your cow from you. So I take the cow home. Who owns the cow? Me. Now I owe you money. Then I said, you know what? I thought of something. Would you like my cow, my donkey instead of the money? He said, yeah, that would be a good idea. We both agree to that. Right? That's the case of Nachman's Torah. That will work. Why? Because it started out as money. It started out as a pure sale. In the middle, we switched. Well, you know what? I'll take your donkey instead of the money. That's fine. I need a donkey. It's a good price. Fair. Everything's fair. Well, above board. That's fine. I'll do it. That's the case. That's what Nachman says. Ketzad, can you do such a thing? Yeah, you can do such a thing. Why? Because it started out as a regular sale. Then in the middle, we switched. That's okay. Now, my time at the Rav Nachman. What's Rav Nachman's reason that it works in such a case? Because Savalakar B'Yochanan Damar Dvar Torah Mos Kanos, Mr. Freud, really money is a valid kinyan. Ubnema Armu Mashicha Kona. Why do we say that it has to be Mashicha? I want to buy your Gemara there. I have to own the Gemara in my hands. I owe you the money. What about if I paid you first? Who owns the Gemara?
Me.
Not you. Why you?
Because you didn't make
it. Because Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Shema Yomer Nisrifu Chaticha Baliyah. What happened? The house is on fire. And you said, why should I go get that Gemara? It doesn't belong to me anyway. Why should I save that Gemara? What do I care about that Gemara? It's not mine anyway. It belongs to me. We don't want that to happen. So to prevent that from happening, we say it's not my Gemara until I own it. So if it's in your house with your fire burning and it's your, you're going to go save it.
And you paid me, then you have to give me back your money.
Exactly. So you don't want that to happen. You don't want to lose the money, so you'll make sure it's careful. Now that this gezeira is only a milsu de shchicha gazu be rabbanon, milsu de lo shchicha la gazu be rabbanon. An unusual thing in the middle of a sale, we switch and we change it. That's okay, right? What's an unusual thing? It won't happen every day. That's okay. Ulu rish lakish de amar mashicha mufreshes min haTorah. Others say no, not a gezeira. The rish lakish holds no. There's no such thing as a kinyan mos. In the Torah, you must do Mashicha. You must. So, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, that said what did Rav Sheshes say? That Peros work with Chalipin, Matarit's like Rav Sheshes. We can give Rav Sheshes his answer, right? What does it mean? It means that we're transferring Metalton to each other, because you could do that. Ela'i Savalak Rav Nachman, Damar Peril of the Chalipin. You can't do that with Peros. Only items, not animals. Umadea lo kani, and you can't do coins either. Heichim etarets, let la. How are you going to explain this brisa? So the Gemara says, al karcha kirv sheishes metarets lay. We're forced to say that what? That Rosh Lakish must hold like of sheishes. Fine. Okay. Next. Tznan, kol hametaltlin konin zeze. Every metaltlin can acquire each other. Farmer Shlakish, afilu kiss mole mos, bekiss mole mos, even money? We just said you can't transfer money to each other. Tirgama Rav Acha, bedinar anka va'anigra. Yeah, it can even be with money. We're talking about money. One of these chad echad. One of these words means shepasalto malchus. One of them means that the malchus withdrew from circulation. Okay, the echad. The other one means shepasalto medina, that the medina doesn't use it anymore for circulation. They don't use it. Almost like a Susan B. Anthony dollar. Nobody uses that. The king said it's fine. The government said it's fine, but nobody uses it. Even so, comes along with Shrish Lakish, that you could transfer. That's not really money. Why? Utsricha, I need you to tell me both cases. Diashmin and Pasalto Malchus, if you would have told me only the Malchus, Bishom Delo Sagi Klal. It's not used all. It's not used at all. Avo Pasalto Medina, but if the Medina withdrew it, right? The Sagi Lay, the Medina Achwiti, I can use it in some other country. Ema Akati Madbeyahu. It still may be considered a coin, Vein Matbeya Nikti Bechalipin, and a coin cannot be used for Chalipin. Viashmina Pasalto Medina, if you want to tell me it's a case that nobody uses it, Mishom de los Agile Lobitsena Loba Fahesia. Nobody uses it at all. That's it, it's not used anymore. Aval Pasalto Malchus, but if the king withdrew it, the Sagile Bitsina, maybe Mitsina people will still use it.
Oh.
You can get away with it somehow. Ema Akati Matbeyahu. Maybe it's still considered a coin, Vein Matbeya Nikna Bechalipin, and it doesn't work. Right? Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary to say both cases. So the reason why Rish Lakish said you could transfer Mos with Mos, it's not really money. It's not really money. It's like almost like a we say the Confederate money. It's not money today. You know what that is? It's a collector's item.
We have that in the UK. Euro is a legal tender in the UK. No, of course not. They're not part of the Eurozone. But if people travelling from Europe want to spend euros,
they'll take it. People will take it, right? Yeah. That's a good example, right? It's not authorized by the government.
Right.
But Lamaisa, the oilam uses it.
Right.
Right. Very good. So that doesn't have the status of money.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. That's what Rish Lakish is saying.
Right. Yeah.
Therefore, you can do chalipin with it.
Yes.
Why not? Because it's not sanctioned by the government.
Yeah.
Right? It's not sanctioned, it doesn't have the status of money. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Have a lovely Shabbos.
You too.